forward, and I'm sure the MTA board will remind you that we've had overruns. I'm just wondering whether at this point in time, having CPI and merit steps and the issue of the general counsel increases, whether those would be appropriate this time with all of the other financial issues and the fact that we've had significant overruns. That's something.
Well, we have to keep in mind that this is both phase one and phase two. The other thing is that staff has not had CPI or merit increases in over 2 years. So that's why we put in the 3%.
Are you prepared when you go to MTA to explain that?
I'd be happy to.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So with that said, and Mr. Parks, you did ask about the increases
and the merit steps and also the continuing.
And the request was?
He felt comfortable going to MTA and explaining to them about those increases.
All right. Thank you. Then with that said, I think Mr. Ridley Thomas will abstain, but we'll move forward and adopt the staff report on that item, expecting additional information from you at the appropriate time. So that brings us to our next item.
Item 6B, Phase 1, Contract Package D5, Change Order for Train Control Modification at Glendale Station.
Yes, this is an item, as Mr. Simmons has indicated, dealing with our agreement with LAUSD and the PUC that we would limit train speeds not to exceed 15 miles an hour through the Farmdale train itself. This is a automated feature, we call it train control, that would prevent an operator from exceeding 15 miles an hour. If they do, it's an automatic braking mode. That was added as a result of our safety improvements and as part of our settlement agreement with PUC and LAUSD. What this would do would be to provide funding for the design and manufacture of that equipment, and we would come back once that is designed, manufactured, for the actual installation cost for installing the equipment. So this provides funds and out of the safety enhancement funds to design and finish the design and to manufacture the equipment necessary to install this 15-mile-an-hour speed limit.
And that's just until the station is actually functional?
No, this will be a permanent feature that will prevent any operator from going more than 15 miles an hour across that intersection.
But when the station is functional, they will literally stop there.
They'll stop, but when they proceed, we have agreed that the tail end of the train wouldn't exceed 15 miles an hour as it goes across, as it accelerates. Say it's going in the westbound direction. Before the intersection.
What's the distance that to cross the intersection? How many
about 40 feet? 40 feet, isn't it? Maybe somewhere.
Intersection width is about 40 feet.
So what you're suggesting, by the time we get towards the last car, that the speed would get up to 15 miles an hour, because it certainly won't be 15 miles an hour when it first takes off.
That's correct.
Okay. Are there any questions where it relates to this item? Hearing and seeing none, then without objection, we'll adopt the staff report on this item. We could move forward on the next item, and we've also been joined by Director Leahy.
Mr. Chairman, this is, and members of the board, this is an item dealing with the Jacobs contract and amendment. As you're aware, we had hoped to have the project complete in this fiscal year, and we have unable to do that for various reasons. The construction delays, obviously, is one. The addition of a lot of work into the project, the safety improvements, the Farmdale station, the relocation of the storage yard facilities, that's going to continue on through fiscal year 12. This would provide funds for the construction management services as well as office support staff to complete the project.
Okay. Hearing and seeing no questions or concerns on item 6C. Without objection, we will adopt the staff report on that item. Next item.
Madam Clerk, read the next item.
Everybody's trying to do your job.
Item 6D, Phase 2 fiscal year 2012 budget.
Yeah, this is the follow-on to the Phase 1 budget. As you know, we're transitioning out of Phase 1 and into Phase 2. What we have is estimated cost about $280 million for next fiscal year for Phase 2 as we ramp up. The bulk of that will be for the design-build contractor that we awarded at the last board meeting, mobilization, design services, utility relocations over the next fiscal year. Another significant element is the right-of-way acquisition that will be required for the project. We're anticipating expenditures in the amount of about $83 million for right-of-way. We also will need consultant support services. We have advertised an RFP for those services, and hopefully we'll bring back a recommended contract award at the next board meeting. They will provide services over the next fiscal year, and we estimate that at about $20 million. Then we have Metro's services. It's a combination of their holdback as well as their initial payments for the new vehicles that they will be acquiring, and that totals about $20 million. And then we do have a $12 million contingency line item as well as part of that fiscal year 12 Phase 2 budget. So, in total, again, our recommendation is to approve the fiscal year budget for Phase 2 at $279,700,000.
Any board members, any questions? Okay, then without objection, we'll adopt the staff report on item 6D, and that brings us to
6D.
What?
Sorry.
No, well, I was just about over. So that brings us to?
Item 6C, Phase 2 contract for the design of the maintenance facility.
Okay, so it's my understanding that, hold on, 6F. Okay, so we're 6E?
Yes, 6E has to do with the award of a contract to start the design of the maintenance facility. Because of the unique nature of this facility being located in Santa Monica, adjacent to residential area, we felt the need to have a lot of community and Metro input into this facility. We felt rather than a design-build contract, a traditional approach of hiring a designer to design the maintenance facility in cooperation with Santa Monica and the community and Metro to make sure Metro got all of the things that they need for that facility. We recommended a traditional approach of designing it, then bidding it out to a contractor and awarding to the lowest bidder. This would be the first phase of that. It would be the design phase. We solicited proposals. We received three of those three proposals to do the design. We narrowed it down to two, interviewed two, and concluded that MDG Maintenance Design Group would provide the overall best services for the design of that facility. They've specialized in maintenance facilities. They've designed over 400 of them, and we think they will be a good team for us to work with in Santa Monica and Metro in the design of the facility. And we would recommend award of a contract
not to exceed $8 million for the preliminary engineering and final design services for them.
Okay. Mr. Parks?
I have to recuse myself on that.
Okay. All right. Ms. O'Connor?
I'll move it, but I'd just like to also comment that while this may be the only maintenance facility we're building as the Expo Construction Board, I think it really is going to be an important model going forward for the rest of the metro facilities as the America Fast Forward program moves out, and hopefully we can accelerate projects that's going to be need for such maintenance facilities throughout the region, and that they can be a good neighbor and prove that they are a good neighbor will be important to the success.
And I agree. We've just been joined by Director Jan Perry. Okay, now it's my understanding on the next item. Oh, yeah, then without objection, we'll adopt the staff report on 6E. Madam Secretary, I'll just take this over for a second. 6F, it's my understanding that as chair, I need to recess the regular board meeting and open a public session hearing. Also, Velma Marshall will come up and read correspondence into the record. When she finishes, we'll have public comment on that item. So just for the record, if you would read item 6F, then we'll proceed.
Phase 2 public hearing and adopt proposed resolution of necessity.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the purpose of this public hearing is to determine the necessity for the acquisition of the parcel identified as Los Angeles County Assessor Parcel Number 4275-022-011, more commonly known as 1726 Colorado Avenue in the city of Santa Monica. The staff report addresses the following questions: whether the public interest and necessity require the project, whether the project is planned and located in the manner that would be the most compatible with the greatest public good and least private injury, whether the property interest is necessary for the proposed project, and whether an offer was made to the owner of record. The staff report has been given to the board secretary for inclusion in the official records of this public hearing. The parcel included in this action is required for the construction and operation of Phase 2 Exposition Light Rail Transit Project. The light rail project will provide significant improvements in transportation and attendant access to economic opportunities for low-income, elderly, and transit-dependent persons living in the Los Angeles-Santa Monica West Side area. The environmental effects associated with the acquisition and construction of the Expo Light Rail Project were evaluated in the final environmental impact report and environmental impact statement, which was certified by the board in February 2010. For the reasons discussed in the staff report and the EIR-EIS, staff recommends that the board find that the public interest and necessity require the project. The project has been planned and located in the manner that will be most compatible with the greatest public good and least private injury. The property interest thought to be acquired are necessary for the project. The acquisition offer was made in compliance with Government Code Section 7267.2. An appraisal was obtained to determine the fair market value of the property interest required. A written offer was made to the property owners for the full amount of just compensation. An effort was made to negotiate an acceptable purchase price with the owners, but agreement was not reached. Because of the imminent need to acquire the property interest for the Exposition Light Rail Project, staff recommends acquisition of the parcel through eminent domain.
That it? Okay, it's my understanding we have one public comment card on this subject, and that's Mr. John Peterson. Please come forward.
My name is John Peterson. I am counsel for the Swartz interests, the condemnees, the proposed condemnees in this action. I am here primarily to say that my client has been working with your staff and continues to work with your staff. We've cooperated in pre-filing investigations. The big issue here is my client has been in business at that location for many, many decades. They certainly know incumbent upon them is to relocate, and they are doing everything they can to relocate, and they will relocate. We've enjoyed cooperation with your staff. We're here to say that we look forward to continued cooperation, and to the extent that your timelines, call for matters to move forward. We may be seeking some cooperation when it comes time to actually get displaced, and I'm simply going on record that we may need some cooperation from you, just as we've been providing cooperation to your staff all along.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson, for coming down. Any questions, concerns? Then on this item, without objection, we'll adopt the staff report. And if we could, at this juncture, return to our regular session. Thank you, Ms. Marshall. And Mr. Thorpe?
Brings us to...
No, wait. I have a question. Because this might be a question that we need to have Mr. Yaroslavsky and Mr. Ridley Thomas adjust. I don't know, but I may deal with. So I'm going to ask you, who sets up for the board meetings? Do you do that? Does the county people do that?
I have to defer to Juanita.
And let me tell you why I'm asking, Mr. Supervisor. My chair is very low today. And I look like a bobblehead. I mean, just barely. So I think we should adjust the seats, at least for a couple of us. Anyway, can I be assured that you will handle that task?
We have some pillows for you, Mr.
Okay. The governor gave me a pillow once. Anyway, if we can now, Madam Secretary, move on to the next item.
Item 7A, project status update.
Okay.
Ms.
Now,
Wilson will give us an update.
It's there. At least. I'm just going to...
Yeah. Starting with...
Yes.
Starting with phase one, the first photograph we have here is probably the real exciting news that's going on now along the alignment is we're actually pulling trains up and down the alignment. So if you drive down Exposition Boulevard now, you'll see trains going up and down the tracks. We're out there basically testing things, making sure things are working correctly, that we have the correct clearances. At this point in time, the trains are actually being drawn by a truck, but we're hoping here in the next week or so that we'll have actually trains up and running under the electrical power of the system. So it's a big milestone for us on the project. This is the Crenshaw station, so things really moving along with the stations. They're coming close to wrapping up. We'll start again moving into testing of the systems at the stations as we move forward. Progress continues on the La Cienega parking structure. We're up out of the ground now and actually building the floors above grade and moving towards wrapping up the concrete pours of the parking structure. And work continues on the Culver City station also, so the contractor there is continuing to move. Here's the elevator frame system that's being installed here at Culver City. Issues, schedule, we're still looking for substantial completion up to La Cienega, the base scope for our design build contractor by June 15th. That excludes the La Cienega parking structure, which will wrap up in October of this year, which would coincide nicely with a revenue operation date in November. There's other activities out there that could affect the schedule that we continue to monitor. That's the automatic train protection and the blue line tie-in work. We're wrapping up intersection construction, the landscaping, continue to work with LADOT on finalizing traffic signal designs and controller programming. And then the big component is the completion of the integrated systems testing, which we're working closely with the contractor and Metro and LADOT to get that wrapped up on schedule. There's remaining elements of work that will be completed towards the end of this year, which includes the storage facility, the Farmdale station, and the Culver City station. The project budget
We've executed a little over $511 million in construction contract packages and change orders, which is still within the $570 million in construction allowance and contingency. As we reported, we are still forecasting a budget shortfall that we're still working against. Some of the risk items include the storage facility, getting that bid, the Farmdale Station. We have some remaining work in Culver City. Again, any cost due to design progression between 85 and 100, and then anything unforeseen or differing site conditions as we continue construction work. Cost containment efforts. Thanks to applications submitted by Directors Parks and Perry, we actually received $1.35 million in Measure R local funding from the Los Angeles City Council. So that was a welcome infusion of cash. That helps with second entrances at the Pico and 23rd Street stations and also supplements some of the costs for our safety enhancement funding for the property purchase and improvements at the northeast corner of Western and Expo adjacent to Fauché School. We continue to develop board-approved value engineering proposals, continue to work towards getting those finalized, working with third parties on reimbursements for project costs. We're looking to defer the Clean Mobility Center in Culver City, and then we continue to explore other cost-saving measures. This is just kind of a table kind of showing where we are as far as our forecast of completion. We came to the board in December. We were forecasting a $13.5 million deficit. We're currently down to about $11.3 million deficit. As you can see, that's up a little bit from the last month. So we're going to continue to show this each month to keep the board posted on where we are. You know, we'll see some increases based on things we didn't foresee, but hopefully as we start to wrap up the value engineering and these contract bid packages, we'll see this projected shortfall closing closer towards budget. On phase two, we have issued notice of award to Skanska Rados and anticipating issuing a limited notice to proceed beginning of next month to get them going full-fledged on the design and some of the upfront work. We talked about the contract award to MDG for the operations and maintenance facility in Santa Monica, and we have completed the 65% design for the Venice Boulevard aerial structure and have completed the final draft PSR PR to submit to Caltrans, hopefully for their final approval. And with that, that concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Question, Mr. Parks.
Let me just ask a minor thing, but we had gone out and looked. I think it's Cimarron and Expo or Rodeo? Expo?
Rodeo.
Where the
substation side is?
I'm just wondering, what are we going to get on that curb cut?
We're working finalizing the design now with the city, so I would hope we would get that work started hopefully here in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Now, the game plan is still to move the bus bench to Arlington?
I believe what we agreed to out in the field is what we're planning on doing, but I'll follow up on that.
I appreciate it because the business is ask us constantly about whether they're going to have parking.
I'll follow up on that and get back to you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Ms. Perry?
No.
Okay, then we thank you for that update. That brings us to the next item.
7B, local jobs and DPE program update.
Okay.
Robert Long, project manager for FFP. For our local job utilization for the month, FFP had 21,000 total man hours, with 10,000 being local jobs for a total of 52%. Our subcontractors had 24,000 man hours with a total of 7,000 local jobs for 29.2%. Combined percentages for the month were 45,000 total man hours, with 18,136 being local, for 39.7%. Our cumulative to date for FFP, a little over a million man hours worked, with 357,000 being local, for 35.3%. Subcontractors, 1.2 million man hours, with 298,000 being local, for 24.5, and our combined totals are 2.2 man million man hours with 656,000 for a total of 29.4 to date. Our projections are listed there to the side, and we are still anticipating hitting the 30% mark as we move forward. On our workers, as we discussed previously, the workers are starting to slow down at this point. FFP hired 7 in the last month, 4 were local, for 57%. Subcontractors have hired 132, with 34 being local for 25.7%. That brings us to a total of 139 with 38 locals for 27.3%. Excuse me. I'll move on to DBE, and I do have to let you know that I will have to file a revised report because we do have a bad number on here, which I'll get to. It's on the construction services. But for our design services, our current to-date numbers are 23.52%, which is basically our projection. So we're very close and done on the design side. Professional services, we are currently at 31.3%, and our projection is 31.96%. We're approaching closure there. On construction services, the current to-date number is shown as 15.26, but there was an error in our formula sheet. It is actually 16.07. The projection is shown as 17.69, but it's actually 18.88. Did not get a chance to correct the cumulative totals, but it's currently showing 17.61 to date with 20.63 at the projection. Those will be slightly higher due to the incorrect numbers on the construction, but we will submit a revised report to staff.
Okay, thank you. Any, seeing no questions or concerns, or thank you for the monthly update. Madam Secretary, where does that bring us?
Item 8, CEO comments.
Just a brief comment about a media event. As Eric indicated, we're going to start running trains under their own power. We think it's very important that we get the safety message out to the community. We hope to do that via a media event, which we hope you can all attend. We've been polling, trying to get everybody there. But it looks like the majority will be able to make the 18th, April 18th at 9:30 in the morning, being at the Western Station platform. Unfortunately, because of the testing, we won't have certified enough safety to allow us to ride on the train itself.
When will we get to the point where we can actually ride on the train? No, I would think that that might be a better media event. So I'm just curious, when will we, the safety levels be such that we can actually
drive? That'll be closer to June, the time frame. We need to certify that all of the signal system and gate controls and all the mechanisms are operating and safe to go through. So right now, they test in between, and then they have safety workers out to flag the train across the crossings as they go across the crossing. So the purpose of trying to get out right now is more to let the community know that the trains are going to be running under their own power and to be very careful. So that we don't have any potential accidents out there during this training. We can then also follow up with a ride later on once the system is up and running and safe to take people on the train.
And you think that'll be June?
Yeah, probably more towards June time frame, yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I want to thank you. And for that report, the train is coming. All of us have sat here for many years, and at least we can kind of see the light, at least at the end of phase one. So that's a good thing. Is there any more business before this committee, or do any board members have comments, Mr. Parks?
I would just like to asked Mr. Leahy this question, but he wasn't here on 6-8.
He wasn't here.
Well, he wasn't.
Then you know what?
My reach.
You know what that means? We need to take you in the parking lot out back and have a discussion.
He was probably in the building. But one thing I think is important for all of us to know is when we talk about the increase on this proposal on 6A, what is MTA doing on their negotiations for their employees?
Please.
We are proposing zero raise for all categories of unionized employees and management professional employees for the coming year. This is, I believe, the third year.
But just so we know what the barriers will be when it gets to the MTA.
I get you. I understand. Okay. Is there any more business before this body?
Mr. Chair.
Then we are adjourned. Thank you.